Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The Boston Nature Center and Wildlife Sanctuary is unique. It brings the great outdoors to inner-city kids and inner-city kids to the great outdoors. The center, operated by Mass Audubon, runs science programs at 5 Boston schools and environmental education camps during school breaks. Now, the Nature Center and Wildlife Sanctuary is hoping to reach out to even more urban students. WBUR's Bruce Gellerman reports.
Just beyond Franklin Park, at the end of the Emerald Necklace, is a hidden gem. Julie Branlin, director of the Massachusetts Audubon's Boston Nature Center, says the 67-acre wildlife sanctuary in Mattapan is one of the city's best-kept secrets.
People who know us well, and then there are those people that don't know us at all.
You'll find the Boston Nature Center behind the busy, forested stretch of the American Legion Highway. But walk just a few paces into the woods, and the sounds of the city quiet, and the natural world takes over. Mass Audubon built the Nature Center 15 years ago. There are 2 miles of trails through meadows and woodlands. A boardwalk protects 10 acres of wetlands as Canterbury Brook meanders the site, creating an ecological magnet, a safe haven for more than 150 species of birds.
Today you get to hear the red-winged blackbird, you can hear the tree swallows, the American robin, all here in the middle of Mattapan.
In Boston's most densely populated neighborhood, the Center and Wildlife Sanctuary is an urban oasis, free and open to all.
Ideally, what we want to do is bring the community to the Boston Nature Center, but also bring the Boston Nature Center to the community.
The surrounding community is richly diverse. Signs and pamphlets at the center are in English, Spanish, and Creole. The name Mattapan comes from Native Americans who hunted and fished here. It means a good place to be. Today, it's home to the nation's third-largest Haitian community, wage-earning parents who need a good place for their kids to be when school is out, Center Director Julie Branlin.
We adjust our programs to meet the needs of the community so that when our community says to us, for example, in our camp programs, that we need to open earlier and we need to stay open later, then we do that. Well, let's go out in the front. Let me show you a few things.
It's school vacation week at the Nature Center camp. The ground is still wet from melted snow.
So we're focusing on spring and mud madness. Should be kind of fun.
The youngest campers, 5-year-old owls, turn a puddle wonderful world into an outdoor classroom.
We saw a worm in the soil and then it dig back into the soil.
Uh-huh. And we only saw a little bit of it.
Yeah, right in this spot.
It was right there.
It was right here almost 200 years ago that a young teacher took solitary walks along Canterbury Brook. Ralph Waldo Emerson would later call this marsh in Mattapan the playground of my youth. At Morning Circle, campers sing and stretch and trade knock-knock jokes. Warm-ups for the day's events ahead. A mini safari in the meadow. Experiments building rivers. Hiking the woods and dressing up like plants. It's Mass Audubon's hands-on, minds-on teaching method in action. 100 kids, pre-K to middle school, attend spring break camp. In the summer, 1,000 students enroll, their parents paying what they can afford. 15-year-old Carlos from Roslindale was a camper. Now he's a youth leader, a counselor earning money for college.
There's not many places in Boston where you can like be out in nature and experience all of these things. And I just wanted to have other kids have the same experience that I did.
14-year-old Nia had no alternative.
I'm just here because my mom, she's at work. She got me into here.
So where would you be if you weren't here?
At my mom's work. It's boring. All I do is sit down and do nothing, really.
Are you from the news?
Yeah.
Talk to me.
What's your name?
Danny.
Where are you from?
From Dorchester.
Mm-hmm. What are you doing here?
We just play around, learn about nature, stuff like that.
So what would you do if you weren't here?
If I weren't here, I'd probably just be home doing video games, to tell you the truth.
Yeah.
16-year-old Benjamin from JP discovered a new hobby.
We went birding and we just went to find lots of different birds, and that's the first time I did it, and I never realized that I could have liked something like that.
Your friends don't make fun of you because you like birding?
Oh, no. And they're like, you see turkeys every day, and they're like, I want to see a turkey. And I'm like, I see turkeys.
We have foxes, coyote. Oh, lots of coyote.
Anne Brooke is a force for nature. As a member of the board of Massachusetts Audubon, 20 years ago she realized the Boston-based organization lacked an urban sanctuary.
I felt that we were not serving the inner city community that needed it more than anybody.
But where to put it? Brooke found an old natural reserve in dire need, the abandoned Boston State Hospital property.
I do remember my first time to the property, and it was an old dirt road, and many of the old hospital buildings were still there, falling down and crumbling. And the property was being sort of used by the local neighborhood as a dump. Oh, it was terrible. But you could see the potential. You have to have a little vision.
And a lot of money. The city land was cheap, $10 an acre, but turning it into a nature center, you're talking big bucks.
People didn't get it. Menino got it.
As in Boston's former mayor, Tom Menino. He convinced a local foundation to build a state-of-the-art green building for the Nature Center's headquarters and classrooms. Still, Anne Brooke's vision required $10 million.
I've always felt, because I guess I'm a Yankee, that you get the money first and then you do the work.
Brooke is an original Boston Brahmin. Her family dates back to the 1630s here. She and her husband live in a Back Bay brownstone. It's right across the street from the place she serves as chair of the board of the Friends of the Public Garden. But Brooke found the Nature Center a hard sell.
Individuals who are capable of supporting activities like this had no idea where Mattapan was. You say, could you tell me how to get to Mattapan? And they'd look at you as if you had four eyes. I mean, Mattapan, I've never heard, I don't know where that is.
Oh, no. I had never been in that part of the world.
Peter Brooke, Anne's husband, essentially invented international venture capital, but even he had trouble convincing his philanthropic friends to back the Nature Center. It wasn't the money, it was the distance and difference. Mattapan is 7 miles from Back Bay, but a world apart.
If we could get more people from the center of the city to go there and see the excitement, that's all you need to do. When they come there, it's like their eyes opening to a whole new vision of what the world is all about.
You can say the same thing about the inner city students lucky enough to participate in the Boston Nature Center's programs. But there's a waiting list, 70 kids long for 20 spots, in its new preschool. And Director Julie Branlin is hoping to expand the in-school science program citywide.
Wouldn't it be fantastic to be in every Boston public school and to engage children in understanding their own backyards? You know, that's really what it's about. It's having children engage in the environment so that ultimately they'll have a sense of a love and appreciation for nature.
SpongeBob SquarePants running down the beach!
SpongeBob SquarePants running down the beach!
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bruce Kellerman.
In slow motion.